Hello, this is Senior Perspectives, brought to you by the Redwood Coast Senior Center and MCTV. We're in the Mendocino Coast Television Studios, and today we have a little different show because we may be at the end of our, this may be our last show. And so we thought that for the last show, we would interview some of the staff that's been putting this show on for the past three and a half years. Is that right?
Yeah, late 2009.
Yeah, we started the first of, we started November 24th, 2009, and we've done 157 shows, and they've all been really amazingly good. We've learned a lot since we started. A lot of us didn't know anything at all, and learned from the MCTV studio how to make a television show, and we got to be pretty professional. And we had some notable people: Skip Wallenberg, Anna Marie Baez, Wendy Roberts, Liz Irwin, Richard Goodman, Norman Duvall, Ron LaValle, Ronnie Gilbert, Cami Conlon. A lot of these names you'll recognize as very familiar to you. And James Maxwell, Vince Russo, Jay Seideman, and Larry Wagner, just to name a few. And if you go online, you can click on Senior Perspectives and you can see all the names of all the people that we've interviewed for a half hour, and you can learn something about them. But today you're going to learn something about our staff members who've been producing this show. And I've been the producer since the beginning, and Barbara has been with the show since the beginning, doing the camera and many other things. So you want to talk a little bit about what the show has meant to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've had a great time. This has been really fun. When I came into this particular show, I already had a little bit of experience doing some camera work and some editing, and I was probably one of the few people that had done any editing at all. This has been all volunteer. So, you know, one of the things when we do walk away from this show, we as volunteers can sort of say, oh, gee, we had a good time, now it's over, and we leave, and that's okay. But what kind of bothers me is that there are people out there at MCTV who are paid staff, and I guess they're just, I don't know what they're going to do. That to me is kind of sad. I've had, let me see, how many years did we say we were doing this? 2009 to 10 to 11 to 12 to 13? That's like 4 years.
Oh, yeah, it is four years. 3.5, 4 years.
And so that's a lot of shows and a lot of commitment and a lot of time. And I'm going to miss doing this on Thursday afternoons, which is when we actually do the videotaping.
And we've had some excellent training by Elizabeth Swenson, who's the MCTV executive director, and Charles Bush participated in the beginning. He did almost all the interviews for the first couple of years, and then he got too busy as executive director of the Senior Center, and so then we had, then I kind of had to do it by default, and then we had a few guest hosts. Jay Seideman has been doing some of the interviews, primarily music people, and Marilyn Wagner has done a few. And we have been, the sad thing for me is that nobody else is going to learn like we were able to, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, and I have seen the progress during the time. You know, when we did start, boy, did we have some of the rattiest looking shows on occasion. Someone would leave the editor in their set for their show, and it wasn't what should be for our show. And so in the middle of our show, you'd suddenly get this ghostly image, you know, behind someone, or, you know, there were some things that were technically wrong with it. Some of them you could really tell it was technically wrong, and some of them I suppose the audience didn't really notice. But that's gone away a lot. We got it right now.
Yeah, I think so too. And we have really good staff. I'd like to introduce Kelton Bonham now, and Kelton is one of our camera people, so he doesn't often get to be on camera. He's busy being behind the camera. And Kelton, I know you have lots of feelings and things to say about what this has meant to you.
Well, yes, I do. I come from a matriarchal family of women who always speak and men who hold their tongues. But I'm afraid I was born with the gift of gab too. I walked into the senior center in 2009 after having enrolled there, and I went in one morning. There was a sign on the bulletin board that said, looking for volunteers for a TV crew. And I jumped at the opportunity, and with all that's happened in the meantime, if I had to boil my whole speech into one word, it would be gratitude, because I'm so thankful for what I've learned, as well as for being tied in to the community, and also because of the actual work we've done, which I think we can be very proud of. It'll be like a local coast heritage, no matter what happens from this point. So, as a cameraman, I had done a lot of still photography, but I had never really played with video, and I was really excited about the opportunity to operate a camera. And we were lucky in the beginning to have some good instructors who initiated us, and we also did some training sessions, and I began my adventure of learning what it takes to put a TV production together. So besides just the camera work, some mornings I've managed to make it in and help the technical director set up the technical stuff, and that gives a certain hands-on and practical knowledge that you can't get theoretically just by doing. And I also got to dabble some in editing and post-production work. So now I have a pretty good idea of what goes together to make a whole simple talk show type production or series, and I'm really grateful for that. I hope I can use that somehow in the future. I understand this could be our last episode. That hangs in the balance too, but no matter which way it goes, I'm just really happy for all that I've learned, and for the community that we live in, and especially for what we've left. What I might like to remind people, if you can't get Comcast or don't see our production regularly, it's all available on the MCTV website, video on demand. So if you've got friends who've been interviewed in the past, I'm, like I say, really happy and proud of the little bit of local heritage and culture that we've managed to glean through these over 150 interviews and leave as a heritage or history for our kids.
And you can get that at MendoCoastTV.org, and you can also get a copy in the library of any of them. The library keeps a complete copy, and then the senior center has a copy. So if any time you don't get cable, you can get them that way. So that's another option.
Yes, it's available. I don't know if we should even address the footlighters conflict, but what I would like to say as a person of the community, kind of involved in both sides, is that I have a heart for the issues of both sides, and feel that it's very unfortunate, the rift that it's come through, because Mendocino Coast Television is a public access TV. I don't know how many of you actually understand what public access is as opposed to public broadcast or commercial, but it's unfortunately rather unique these days to our community, and we've been so fortunate and blessed to have such a facility here in our town, and that's in danger now of being lost. So if any of you want to get up to date on the issues, it'll basically take public support to keep it going. And I'm not really too invested either way. It's just that I hate to have the opportunity to speak and not say, you know, what I think is important.
Thank you. That's it. I think that you've done other shows too besides Senior Perspectives, because
yes,
it's
have.
Broadened your knowledge of television, so that you've worked on other shows for the station.
And I'm an old psychedelic relic, and instead of like wasting in a hotel room on my SSI, I'm like involved in the community and learning something new, and it's been absolutely wonderful.
And then with public television, people can watch the city council meetings and the hospital board meetings and things like that without having to actually go to them. And more people, I think, take advantage of that. And that's going to be gone if the station doesn't exist.
Yes.
And it's
and that's the part I see up to the community, because this is a very artistic community. There's a lot of energy here. But a lot of people are like busy doing what they're already doing, and we have to let the community as a whole set its priorities, because it would take definitely more personal interest and involvement from other people to keep it going. But at the moment, it's such an avenue for creative, productive work about us, for us, that it would be a pity to see it go.
It is. Okay, well, we need to wrap up, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Jean. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. The next person that we're interviewing is Jane Vartanian, and Jane has been with us since the very beginning, but Jane had the advantage of coming to us from the station. She was already working with MCTV. How did you happen to get into television?
Well, my husband bought me a camera. That was it. I was hooked. And we went to Alaska, and I photographed at midnight, you know, any time when there was light. And then he died, and so I came back here, and I found that there was an ROP class on video work in Mendocino. So, although I was well over 60, I took the class and hooked forever. And then I found out about MSET. I was shooting something, and one of the people, Rita Lorenz, was there, and I said, "What are you doing?" And she told me all about the TV station, and so I joined. And I worked with Charlene for quite a few years and did all kinds of shooting. We went to
Charlene Almack.
Almack, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, she was quite a remarkable woman.
She was.
Did you know she was an aviatrix?
No, I didn't know that.
She carried the planes for the soldiers to make sure the plane would be transported from where it was made to where they needed it. Mm. Yeah, she was very outstanding.
She was my English teacher in high school.
Mm-hmm. Was she just as stubborn and determined then as she was when we knew her?
I think
To keep that organization going in that basement for years. And every machine that was used by so many people would be almost a total wreck. And I finally got so tired of it that I went out and bought my own and had my own at home so that I could run out with my 20 pounds of equipment in those days and set up, shoot, bring it back, edit, and bring it to Charlene. And that was it. It saved me a lot of heartache. But we shot rodeos, we shot parades, we shot children's shows, we shot opera. This place has so much talent, and we were there to record it for over 20 years. It was quite a treat and exciting. Never regretted it. Then when MCTV was formed, I'm getting too old to be carrying 20 pounds of equipment, although my new camera only weighs a few ounces, even with the battery. But I became the archivist, and I really reviewed over 3,000 tapes that are just as vital today as they were when they were shot. It's amazing. I don't know if the DVD will hold up as well as the vinyl. It's fantastic. We've got a wonderful history in tapes.
Well, you've been doing the hospital board meetings for a long
time. About 20 years.
20 mm-hmm. years.
I think, no, maybe it isn't 20. I started when I was the TV producer over at KFWU, Channel 8. And I covered a strike. And that's when I got interested in watching the nurses and so forth. And then I started doing the hospital meetings. And I've been steady with that for the last, I guess, 15 years.
People are really going to miss that.
I think they will. That bit of information you just take for granted, that it comes to you on that TV screen or your computer screen, and it's there. But if we aren't there, it's not going to be there.
That's
so
true.
It's a shame if we lose that.
It is. It's pretty remarkable. This is a senior program, and considering mm-hmm. your age
yes.
and the fact that you're still the active camera in this show
mm-hmm.
and have been since we started, that's really amazing. We haven't said how old you are.
No,
you
88, almost 89.
That's very impressive. And that's probably what's kept you so young.
Oh, yes. The desire to get out there and do it is very, very compelling to keep your activity going.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeedy.
Do you have any thoughts about this particular program?
You mean Senior Perspectives?
Uh-huh, Senior Perspectives.
It just shows that life goes on and is creative to the very end. And when you're gone, somebody else is taking your place, and it's just a wonderful chain of events. Yes, indeed.
And I think it's a nice archive for us to have of all these people, because there wouldn't be a record of
them
if we hadn't done this.
Absolutely. We have been pathfinders.
Okay. Do you have any other comments you'd like to make? About anything?
About anything. Always have hope for the future. You're not finished until you're gone.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Now, finally, we're going to get to see our director on camera. This is Maynard Kaminsky, and he's been our director, and so he's never been able to be in front of the camera. Welcome to this side of the camera.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I'd like to know what your experience has been. I know you have a lot of experience in television before you ever started with Senior Perspectives.
Yeah, well, I started with the ROP program in Mendocino, and we had Oleg, a teacher, and we had a bunch of TV shows, Art View, and just a bunch of them, like in 1989 or something. And then we had Oleg, who was our teacher, and he taught us all how to run the cameras and everything. And then ROP was a training program. And so I got trained, and then I went off and got a job working for ABC for my training. And I did a lot of work, and worked, and then finally I retired, and then I didn't have anything to do, so I came back to public television. And so it gives me something to do. I mean, I get to hang out with all these nice people, and they laugh at my jokes, and I get to tell people what to do.
Well, you've done a lot of things in television besides working for ABC, haven't you? You've done a lot of commercials.
Oh yeah, I did commercials for 15 years. I traveled around Northern California and did like 4 or 5 commercials a week. We just worked and worked and worked and worked. And then finally I got sick, actually, and then so I had to retire. And so then I just came back here, and then this gave me something to do, you know. And I haven't gotten back into making commercials, but I'd like to get back into it. Maybe after, since this is all going to close down, I'll have to go back to work. I don't want to, but
yeah,
it's kind of like work.
Well, it's kind of impressive that you could have learned in little old Mendocino and then, you know, enough to get a commercial job in television and then to do as well as you have in that field for so long.
Yeah. We had a great teacher, Oleg, who went to a Russian film school. He was our teacher originally. He would say, Maynard, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? I'd always hear him saying, Maynard, what are you doing? And so I just talked to him recently, and I said, oh, yeah, I'm having a great time here at Public Access Television. They really appreciate me. And he goes, of course, Maynard, they appreciate you. You are trained.
Well, that's true. You certainly are. And we wouldn't have done nearly as well without you. We've had such professional shows compared with what they were before.
But it's also a shame that we do so many things, they're going to try to shut us down. It's just, they're just trying to get rid of us.
That's one aspect of it that I had no idea, because it seemed to me, you know, coming back here from 50 years away, when I saw this happening, I remember the Footlighters from way back. And all they were was they existed to have parties, and they never really pretended any showmanship except for fun.
Well, they were kind of fun, though, actually.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah.
But it's amazing that we're just willing to move on now. I guess we'll just go someplace else.
Probably. Well, I hope so. I hope that's what we can do. And I think people are going to appreciate Senior Perspectives just for having those records of the people that some of them are already not around anymore.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll still be in business, hopefully. I mean, before we were at the high school in a little tiny, like a little closet, and then we did our shows about 7 years ago. We'd have to go to the band room and get all the band equipment out of there and set our lights up and everything, and then we'd do a show, and then we had to take it all down, and it was just, we'll keep on doing it.
What has it been like for you to direct Senior Perspectives?
Well, it's fun, because I wear headphones, and I get to talk to all the camera people, and we just kid around, and we say stuff to Al, like, get your hands out of that woman's underwear.
He's putting on the mic, you better explain.
Yeah, Al, you know, like that. And it's fun, and I get to, you know, choose what camera shot. I say tilt up, tilt down, and sometimes the cameras are pointing up towards the ceiling. I go, wake up! Point your camera down at the people. But it's great, and we all get along so well.
It's been fun.
It's something to do, you know. Come in here, and we have just a beautiful studio, and
yeah.
And I really don't believe they're going to throw us out of here. But they are, but I don't think so.
Hello, and I guess goodbye. It's an amazing thought that after, I'm not sure how many, 150, somewhere between 150 and 170 interviews, extending now over a period of over 3 years, that's what Senior Perspectives leaves in the community. And each one of those interviews is a look into somebody's life, their face, their heart, their family, their soul. It's a sad thing that this enterprise may be coming to an end. All things do. Part of Senior Perspectives is that we understand the mortality not only of our being, but of all of our projects. And this one, like all projects, has an end time also. When we first started doing the show, it never occurred to me that we would, in fact, do this 150 to 175 times. When we thought about the show, we thought about issues, questions, things of vital importance for seniors. But in the end, we all kind of just relaxed and said, how about we just talk to one another about being elders and what that means. Talk about what our past has brought into our present. Talk about the dreams that we still have. These are some of the things that I go away with. First of all, I am, as I've said every single time, so pleased and so privileged and so blessed by gotten to have lived here in the North Coast. It is a beautiful place. It's beautiful not only, as all of our guests have said, not only physically, it's spectacular physically, but as a community, there's something so special, so powerful, so intertwined here. I don't know whether it's that we live on the edge of the continent and the ocean is there, and we know that we live along boundaries, and it awakens and accelerates our sense of when boundaries touch other boundaries, the fact that it's on the boundary, that everything exciting happens. Being older is approaching a new kind of boundary, and it has its own incredible excitement. We tend often to think about older and ending, and it certainly is the vitality and presence of our mortality and ending that brings a certain passion and a certain intensity and a certain specialness and a certain willingness to release and let go and be who we are to our elder years. From talking to all of the people who've been on the show and sharing it with all of you out there in my community, what I know for sure is that being old doesn't mean any one thing. If we've done 175 shows, we've heard 175 different stories, and no one of them was much like any other one. No one that I've met over the last 3 years and had these chats with is doing the same thing that anybody else is doing, or putting together the same textures in their life. Their relationships are different, the focus of their activities are different. Some of them sing, some of them dance, some of them collect sea urchins. Some of them play beautiful music. Some of them are elaborately engaged with glorious grandchildren. Some of them build, an incredible range of things. But most everybody that I know, most everybody that I've met, come to know through this show, is both a doer and a contemplative. And I believe it's one of the great gifts of our elder years. We don't stop doing. In fact, in many ways, we're at our most expert. We may not have always the same strength, the same magnificent coordination, etc., but we've all of us come to accomplish a great deal, and the practice of those accomplishments in our elder years is particularly dear and so much its own reward. Contemplative in the sense that I think all of the guests that have sat in this chair have reflected with me on the meaning of their lives, on the significance of their coming endings, on everything that they've learned and everything that they've been able to teach. For all of you who've stopped me on the street or met me for the first time and said, I know you, you're the TV guy, I want to tell you that if I've brought any joy by doing the show into your house and your heart, every one of you who stopped and said, you're the TV guy, made my heart just sort of leap and made me feel like I was the most important person in the world. And I thank you forever for that, and I thank you for letting me do the show and fulfilling one of my dreams. And I hope we continue to dream, and that our dreams go on forever and ever and ever, and that there's always an ocean in our dreams. So, goodbye for now.